Japan there. Coming at you straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, Acra, 90.7 The Beat.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears Wednesday, February 13th. At 3 p.m., the Radio Survivor Show looks at the status of net neutrality now that it's back in the courts. At p.m., Amy Goodman has the international news on Democracy Now! On WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Wednesday there's a chance of snow showers in the morning, just a 30% chance. Then it should be just mostly cloudy with a high near 34, low around 22. Again, a 30% chance of snow showers Wednesday night. Thursday should be partly sunny with a high near 37, low around 26, with a chance of sleet Thursday night. There could be more sleet Friday morning, then turning rainy with a high near 42, low around 24 Friday night. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Radio for Open Ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Good morning. This is Maria Manhattan, and you are in the Hudson Cafe. And guess what? Today is Original Cast Recording Day. That's right. We're going to be playing the original cast recordings of Broadway shows. You know, I was the kind of gal that put an LP on the turntable, just couldn't wait until my dad would bring in a new LP of a Broadway show that I didn't know into the house. And, you know, the thing about these Broadway show albums is that the books generally are a little thin, so you could fill in the blanks. You could listen to a whole cast recording and figure out what was going on. You know, a lot of the music that we play here in the Hudson Cafe, most of the music, I'd say, originated in Broadway shows. And usually I play popular versions of those songs covered by wonderful jazz artists. But today we're going to go right to the source and listen to some of the original interpretations of these songs. Let us kick things off with two legendary Broadway leading ladies. They starred in the original cast of Chicago. First up is Cheetah Rivera, who got her break as Anita in West Side Story. Here she is originating the role of Vilma Kelly with one of the best opening numbers of all time.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car, I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all of that jazz. Oh, stick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug. And we shall shake apart and want a brand new start to do that jazz.
a shimmy shake.
Oh, and all that jazz.
Oh, she's gonna shimmy till her garters break.
Oh, and all that jazz.
That's final, huh, Fred?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, kiddo.
Oh, Fred.
Yeah.
Nobody walks out on me.
Yes, it's heaven nowadays, according to Cheetah Rivera and Gwen Verdon from the 1975 original cast recording of Candor and Ebb's Chicago. Now, Gwen Verdon was an enormous Broadway star, Tony Award winning, someone we have not thought very much about. I mean, people like Ethel Merman and Carol Channing, their reputations have survived. Those were performers that really reached out. But Gwen had a vulnerability, and you kind of had to come to her. She brought you in. She was just wonderful. She was playing Roxy Hart there in Chicago. She was the original Sweet Charity. She did lots of Broadway shows. I saw her in Redhead, for which she won the Tony. She was wonderful. Well, listen, since we're hearing from Bad Girls, here's Randy Graff in City of Angels. She plays a gal Friday with man troubles in this show-stopping tune. Now, she is a woman of an era, and she knows it, and she calls herself a dinosaur. I thought it would be interesting to take a look at this song. This is a rare and wonderful moment in the theater when the audience is totally with the performer and they want more. That's what's called a show-stopping number. They literally stop the show until she does another verse. And that happened every night for Randy with this tune.
I'm one of a long line of good girls who choose the wrong guy to be sweet on. The girl with a face that says welcome, that men can wipe their feet on. I'm there when he calls me the trusted girl Friday, all right. But what good does it do me alone on a Saturday? If you need a gal to go without salary and work too hard, you can always count on me. The kind of a pal who'd sneak you a file past the prison guard, loyal to the nth degree. The boss is quite the ladies' man, and that's my biggest gripe. Till I showed up, he'd never hired a girl 'cause she could type. I'm no femme fatale, but faithful and true as a Saint Bernard. Barking up the wrong damn tree, you can always count on me. I don't need a map, I naturally head for the dead end street. You can always count on me. I'm caught in a trap when joy is approaching, then I retreat. I'm at home with misery. I've been the other woman since my puberty began. I crashed the junior prom and met the only married man. I'm always on tap for romance or chocolate that's bittersweet. You can always count on me. A matter of fact, if you want an ill-fated love affair, you can always count on me. Though I've made a pact to carry out research before I care, men don't give a warrant. One Joe who swore he's single got me sort of cropped the beast. I woke up only slightly shocked that I defrocked a priest. Or else I attract the guys who are longing to do my hair. You can always count on me. Though you can bet there's strings attached. Though my kind of dame no doubt will die out like the dinosaurs, you can always introduce the girl he's with. There are lots of smirking motel clerks who call me Mrs. Smith. But I made a name with hotel detectives who break down doors. Guess who they expect to see? You can always count on bet a large amount on. You can always count on me.
Randy Graff from City of Angels. That was a 1989 production. Cy Coleman and David Zippel did the music. The Fantastics is a very special musical by Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones. It ran, are you ready? It ran for 42 years. I mean, we usually measure, the length of a show's run in a year, months. But 42 years, it ran at the Sullivan Street Theater, an off-Broadway house. And it obviously was the world's longest running musical. It was beautiful. It was poetic and simple. It starred Jerry Orbach. He is probably best remembered for this. Well, he's best remembered for Law and Order, but he introduced the song, Try to Remember the Kind of September, and on and on. A beautiful song. But my favorite song is this next one. I think it's one of the most beautiful love songs ever written. They Were You.
When the moon was young, when the month was May, when the stage was hung for my holiday, I saw shining lights, but I never knew they were you, they were you, they were you.
When the dance was done, when I went my way, when I tried rainbows far away, all the lovely lights seemed to fade from view. They were you, they were you, they were you. Without you near me,
sweet. What a beautiful song. Well, The Fantastics was about young love. It was about first love. I'm going to play a song about older people remaining in love. It's from Anthony Newley's Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. It was a show that was very unusual for its time. Newley played Little Chap, a kind of everyman. He dressed a bit like a clown, a bit like a mime, and it was very different for its time. a wonderful show. My pal Robert Montgomery and I have been known to harmonize to this song. We once spontaneously broke out into this song and realized that we both knew every word. I tell you, it was a bond. So here we go. This is Someone Nice Like You.
35 years, Evie. I don't know how you've put up with me that long.
I'm just a glutton for punishment.
I think you must be, my dear. And if we could live twice, I'd make life paradise for someone really nice like you. Why did someone nice like you, Evie, have to love someone like me? When I think of all the men you could have loved, the men you should have loved, who would have loved you? You're worth so much more than me, Evie. Believe you me, Evie, you know it's true. And if we could live twice, I'd make life paradise for someone really nice like you.
You ask, why should someone nice like me have to fall in love with you? And you mention all the men I could have loved, the men I should have loved, who would have loved me. Maybe Mr. Freud could tell you why I love you till I die the way I do. But who wants Freud's advice? I'm sure it works with mice, but not with someone nice like you. And if we could live twice, I'd make life paradise
for someone really nice like you.
The most entrancing sight sweetest songs I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said. The most entrancing sight of all is yet for me to see, and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere for me.
Somewhere for me.
Entrancing sight of all
is yet for me to see,
and the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me.
Waiting somewhere,
is waiting somewhere for me.
Somewhere for me.
Diane Carroll and Richard Kiley from the musical No Strings, which was the only score that Richard Rodgers wrote on his own. He wrote that one right after his partner, Oscar Hammerstein, had passed away. A beautiful show about an interracial love affair. This was written in 1962. I guess that was something that needed to be commented upon at that point in time. At any rate, our next show, Take Me Along, starring Jackie Gleason. Oh, the show was so wonderful. It was based on Eugene O'Neill's Ah, Wilderness. And it was a thrill to see Jackie Gleason singing and dancing on the stage. The song I'm about to play, though, is not one of his songs. It was played by his love interest. A woman named Eileen Hurley sings this. And it's a song that has always stuck with me. I've never heard anyone record it, but I think this song appealed to the cockeyed optimist in me. If you promise me a rose.
If you promise me a rose, I go out and buy a pot. My imagination grows into roses by the plot. I have roses on my doors, on my ceiling and my floors. And if you forget to keep your promise, for some reason or another you fail, how can the dreamer of such sweet roses be bothered by a slight detail? If you promise me a bird, one to sing above my chair, then a dream in me is stirred, and one bird becomes a pair. Then my room is full of song, 'cause the pair become a throng. And if you forget to keep your promise, for some reason or another you fail, sweet music be bothered by a slight detail. All my birds are in their cages, every rose is in a pot, I get dreamier by stages. Maybe so, so what? If you even brush my hand absent-mindedly as this, just your touch upon my hand, I can dream into a kiss. Then the kiss begins to soar into love forevermore. And though your little boat has no anchor, and my little boat has no sail, be bothered by a slight detail. All my birds are in their cages, every rose is in a pot. I get dreamier by stages. Maybe so, so what?
You're in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan here at WGXC, Creative Community Radio, at 90.7 on your FM dial, or perhaps you're streaming us at WGXC.org. Whatever your delivery system, I hope we're coming in loud and clear. You know, we serve both Columbia and Greene counties and points much further afield. And you know, you can become a sustaining member if you just go to our webpage, WGXC.org, and click on /donate. You can become part of this wonderful community activity. So please do that. Where else can you listen to Original Cast Recording Day but here in the Hudson Cafe on WGXC? Well, moving right along, I just wanted to say there was a radio station in New York, actually I think it was from Jersey, WPAT. Once a week they would play an entire album of an original cast recording, and it was my job to record that on our reel-to-reel tape recorder. And so we had this amazing collection in our house of original cast recordings, in addition, of course, to a great collection of LPs. I had reel-to-reels of Damn Yankees, Pajama Game, Fiorello, Destry Rides Again, Do I Hear a Waltz, Irma La Douce, so many shows that we'll never see again, but the music will linger on, that's for sure. When my parents' house was sold, one of the jobs I had to do was clean out the house, and really, one of the most moving things was disposing of all of those old reel-to-reels. But we're still playing. We're still playing the music here. Now, let's move on to Jerry Herman. His musical, Hello, Dolly, had been a really big hit, and he had a beautiful musical after that called Mac and Mabel. I think that actually was his best music. But in between those two, he did Mame, based on Patrick Dennis's successful novel, and of course, the beautiful movie adaptation that Rosalind Russell did, which was so sensational. Now, Rosalind Russell really left an imprint on that role, so those were big shoes to fill. And Angela Lansbury was just the gal for the job. She took that challenge and dazzled us from her first entrance down that circular staircase, making her way into this number.
Light the candles, get the ice out, roll the rug up, it's today. Though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here.
It's a time for making merry, and so I'm for
the mole in order at the mole and wait.
There's a thank you.
Wow, that's why they call him Jerry Herman. Don't you just want to be a member of that chorus? You know you could never be Angela, but please, at least a member of that chorus. Such razzmatazz. Well, while we've got Angela Lansbury on deck, let's go move a few years forward. This might be about 10 years later. She won her first Tony Award for MAME, and then she won a couple more. Just kind of thrown away Tonys. She won one for Dear World and one for Gypsy. And then her fourth Tony for this next role in Sweeney Todd. She played Mrs. Lovett, who was the pie maker, the woman who kind of aids and abets Sweeney Todd in his life of crime. And she was wonderful. Angela Lansbury said that she loved the, and I quote, the extraordinary wit and intelligence of Stephen Sondheim's lyrics. And certainly you get to see that demonstrated in this song that she sings with Len Carew as Sweeney Todd.
That's all very well, but what are we going to do about the Italian?
Later on, when it's dark, we'll take him out of the trunk and bury him.
Well, yes, of course, we could do that. I don't suppose he's got any relatives going to come poking around looking for him. Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name as? Ad has... Nor it can't be traced. Business needs a lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift, if you get my drift. Now, seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Ha!
Good, you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better using only pussycats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe six or seven at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
and
it does seem a waste.
As always. Mrs. Lovett, how I've lived without you all these years, I never know.
Think about it, lots of other gentlemen will soon be coming for a shame. Won't they think of
choice
all their
place? Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd, what, Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are we to deny it in here? Ah, these are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett. And desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. so it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is, how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Have you any dean?
No, but if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean. Though, of course, it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy no, sir. Look closer. You'll notice it grosser.
Looks thicker. More like thicker.
No, it has to be grosser. It's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives' favors.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below.
Now, let me see. We've got Tinker.
No, no. Something pinker.
Taylor.
Paler.
Butler.
Sutler.
Potter.
Hotter.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of clock.
Maybe for a lock.
Then again, the sweep, if you want it cheap and you like it dark. Try the financier, peak of his career.
That looks pretty rank.
Well, he drank, it's a bank cashier. Last one really sold, wasn't quite so old.
Have you any beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now, this might be a bit stringy, but then, of course, it's a fiddle player.
No, no, this isn't fiddle player. It's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, oh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, too, Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear
that everybody goes down well with beer. Marine doesn't appeal to you. How about Rear Admiral?
Too salty. I prefer General.
With or without his privates?
What is that?
It's fop. Finest in the shop. And we have some shepherd's pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. He's a politician so oily, he's served with a doily of one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Try the fryer, fry the dryer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
The actor, that's compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. Oh, come again when you have judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High born and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor. Grow up to be a hero and a scholar. The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation reigned. Our man saw his future drip, dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain. Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide. Left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside a boy saying,
Alex,
you gotta fend for yourself. He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead and destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, plucking for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scared of all. Can get his hands on, planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship, headed for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
In New York, you can
just
be a new man. In New York, you can
just
be a new man.
Died for him.
Me,
I trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
Yes, and speaking of extraordinary wit and intelligence, that was Lin-Manuel Miranda as Alexander Hamilton, with the opening song to his musical about a poor immigrant who created our entire financial system. Well, West Side Story was another show about immigrant assimilation. Here's Cheetah Rivera and Company with music by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim.
Tropical breezes, always.
crying.
Yes,
and their bullets flying.
Yes, sir.
I like the island Manhattan.
Yes,
smoke on your pipe and put a thud in.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America. For a small fee in America.
I like the city of San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on.
Hundreds of flowers in full bloom.
Hundreds of people in each room.
Automobile in America. Chromium steel in America. Wire for wheel in America. Very big deal in America.
I'll drive a few weeks to San Juan.
If there's a road you can drive on.
I'll give my cousins a free ride.
How you get all of them inside?
Immigrants go to America. Many hellos in America. Nobody knows in America. Puerto Rico's in America.
To keep clean.
I like the shores of America. Comfort is yours in America. Knobs on the doors in America. Wall to wall floors in America.
America. Yes. Well, where has the time all gone to? We really just have a little bit more time here in the Hudson Cafe today. I have about 500 or 600 more songs I want to play for you, but I think we're just going to have to do another day like today, the original cast recording special. So let's play Judy Holliday. Here she is. With a song that really did become a standard. It's from The Bells Are Ringing by Julie Stein, Comden and Green. And Judy Holliday was certainly a luminous performer. Thanks so much for joining me today in the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan. I'll see you next time. Keep your humor.
You knew it would end this way. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You've danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right. Just being with
each evening from December to December. Before you drift to sleep upon your cot, think back on all the tales that you remember of Camelot. Ask every person if he's heard the story.